Good morning, Foundation ladies. I'm speaking to you from my office, and currently I am at the beach with my family. And so we are missing you today, but I was scheduled to speak about gathering. And I wanted to, first of all, just open up in prayer before I speak and just really bless you guys. And so, God, I just want to pray for the ladies. And God, pray just God for just the desire and the heart to gather with the people of God. God, I know in my own life you've given me that revelation and just that desire to be with the local body and to love the church. And so God, I ask that you just really bless the ladies with a heart after your church. And so I ask that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I wanted to talk to you today and just to begin by telling you a story. One of the more impactful moments of my life, and it happens to be when I was very young with Michael and we were in Israel. And so we were married maybe 2, 3 years, something like that. And we didn't have a car in Israel. So we had to ride the buses everywhere. We had to walk everywhere. And so it was just a really a growing season when you didn't have all the needs of you didn't have all the supplies that maybe we had in America. And so it was in this season that we walked everywhere. And so I was used to walking to the Shuk where I got my groceries for like, you'd walk 45 minutes there. Michael would have a huge army backpack on his back. We would have two kids in a double stroller. We would walk all the way there, 45 minutes, walk all the way back. And that was how we got our groceries. Well, the same thing for church. So church for us was a 45-minute walk, and church was at 5 o'clock on a Sunday for us. So you can imagine when you have kids and you're trying to do dinner time and sleep and baths and all that stuff, 5 o'clock is like right in that really critical time of where it's not a great kid-friendly time to have church. And so we would walk, and we'd leave the house about 4:15, and we would load up like the double stroller. We would have like the baby carrier on. One of us would have a kid pushing the double stroller, and we would walk to church. And one of the rules at the church was that if you had a kid in nursery, that one of you would have to volunteer in the nursery or in the child program because they were usually short of volunteers. So that would automatically take one of us out of the service. And then because my kids were so young, I was usually like having a crying baby or having to nurse a kid. And so a lot of times I was taken out of the service as well. And so this started to happen kind of week after week where we would walk to church and then we actually wouldn't sit in church and then we would walk 45 minutes back home. And so after several weeks of this and this happening consistently, and then even a couple months, we started to kind of question, like, should we just stay home? Like, is this really doing anything? Us just walking for 45 minutes to church, showing up, walking back, having really crabby kids, having to try to feed kids and all this at 5 o'clock in the midst of church and just walk all the way home. And so we decided to pray about it and just like, what do we do? Do we stay home for a while and not actually go to church? And I want to read to you a scripture that Michael got, and it's from Hebrews 10, and it says in verse 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. One of the things about living in Jerusalem, and you get a view of the Mount of Olives, like literally, almost you could see that, the Jerusalem, is that it truly seemed like Jesus would be coming back any day now. You'd see him come back. And so we were living very much in this reality that Jesus is coming back, and you can see where he's coming back. And here was the instruction from the Bible: don't forsake the gathering, don't forsake not meeting. And so based on this very scripture alone, we decided to keep going to church and to keep walking and then to walk back. And so for the next year, really, in this season of our lives, this was happening. Sometimes we'd get one worship song, sometimes maybe we'd get just a teeny bit of a sermon, and then we walked back. But there was something that God did in this season that was really amazing, and it taught me that no matter what the circumstance, no matter what things looked like, or that it to truly not forsake the gathering of God's people, to place that with such importance in my life and our lives, our family's life. And so it was a lesson that very early on in our marriage, a couple years in, it has followed us we're over 20 years now, and it has followed us to truly do not forsake the gathering, and that it's not optional, that it's something that God desires us to be a part of. And so I wanted to encourage you guys to even just look at your lives and how do you view the gathering? Is it something of God's people? Is it something that you believe it's optional, or you come when you feel like it, or what do you believe God is saying to you? And I really loved in the book some of the things that he was saying about the benefits of gathering with the church on page 80, 81 and 82, and really embracing the benefits of gathering together. And I want to encourage you guys to spend time on that, and just to really see how you can stir up your gifts and be a part of the gathering and have a heart for the gathering of God's people. So have a neat time today, asking questions, diving into God's word, and just believe God's going to really speak to you guys and teach you about this aspect of God's worship, and really desire that you guys fall in love with the local church as much as Michael and I have fallen in love with the church and in God's church, and that's your heart too. So have a great Bible study. Bye.